Katie gets so mad when I do that.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 31st, 2022. I have 9 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 469388 through 469457. Warrant 8012. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes October 24, 2022, and executive session minutes for October 24, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes October 24th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes October 24th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for transfer and tipping trailers, three or more, number 202209-509.
Morning, Commission.
Morning.
Good morning.
We received three bids on the transfer and tipping trailers for three or more. Mack Waste Trailer came in at $74,298. The delivery time of 90 to 130 days. East Manufacturing came in at $73,200. 90 days or less on their delivery time. Ken's Truck Repair came in at $80,400.60. And their delivery time is 120 to 150 days.
Devin, who have we bought from in the past?
We bought from East and Mack.
Okay, so we bought from both.
We've got more of the East trailers than we do anything.
They're still, you're happy with them, they're yeah. Fine.
And that would be my recommendation.
You guys have any questions?
We're looking for the main source.
As East for primary and then Mac for secondary.
Yeah. Move to award bid number 202209-509, primary to East Manufacturing Corporation out of Randolph, Ohio, and secondary to Mac Waste Trailer Incorporated out of Alliance, Illinois.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of ARPA applications.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I handed you each a packet of three completed applications. The applicants are here today if we have any additional questions for them. In your packets, I marked the page that has their narrative so that it's easy for you to find. I'll let you look through that for just a second if you have any questions.
Sorry, which one are we looking at first? The Faith Community Health? Or
they should have been in order. My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy, okay. Faith Community Health, and then Elevate Branson.
Okay.
For my neighbor's charitable pharmacy, within the packet, I marked the narrative on their application with their project summary. And they have it laid out on page 3 of that project summary. So you can see the total estimated expenses and how they have allocated them. And their total request is $300,000.
Do we want to trying to find that? You said brief description of the program, page 3. I'm showing page 1.
Where? No, page 1 is where it explains the narrative, and page 3 is where it gives us total amount.
The assistance to impacted nonprofit organization. Do we want to, does somebody want to get up and speak on behalf of this fund, just for the record, just so we kind of know, we all know what it is, but I just want to make sure that everybody else is familiar with it and has an idea of, before we just vote on it.
Yeah. So Heather Burney, do I need my address? Heather Burney with My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy. And so this is an innovative, groundbreaking type of pharmacy that's going to be in the state of Missouri, first charitable pharmacy for the state of Missouri. The difference being with a charitable pharmacy is that it is strictly a pharmacy that is for people who are uninsured, who meet certain income guidelines, as well as providing pharmacist services for those that meet those guidelines as well. So very different from a traditional pharmacy in that we are not selling anything. The medications are provided to the people that qualify, and it provides them with medications that they need for primarily chronic conditions. No controlled substances are dispensed out of there, as well as providing pharmacist services such as monitoring for diabetes, obviously blood pressure, lipids, and that sort of thing, providing immunizations to those in need as well. With that, we hope to increase medication adherence. We know that there's an estimated 125,000 deaths annually due to medication non-adherence. It's a big spend and a big reason why people go to the hospitals. And so we hope to partner with the hospitals. We have already had relationships and talks with Cox Branson, Mercy, other entities, the Taney County Health Department as well, to funnel people to us that have trouble accessing medications. And so we feel like it's a big need in our area for the great amount of uninsured. Taney County is among the highest uninsured rates for the state of Missouri as well. And so feel like this will be a need well served in our community as well. Other questions? And Henry Irvin here.
Sorry, Henry Irvin, Executive Director for My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy. So to elaborate on that, to qualify for services at My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy, patients will have to be under 300% of the federal poverty limit and be uninsured for prescription services. We know that about 17% of the population, according to the most recent U.S. Census in Taney County, is uninsured. That compares to about 8% of the population of the state of Missouri. So we know there's a huge need in Taney County.
And the plan for this specifically is to have sustainable funding after the initial startup that the ARPA funds are provided.
Yeah.
Yes, we're seeking additional funding and have received that for a development director to manage and maintain business relationships within the community and to seek additional funding to support the organization going forward.
Going forward, right. Like I said, we all knew that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure anybody out there.
Everyone else does too. Yeah, thank you.
Well, so, yeah, no, thank you guys. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the application for county ARPA funds, My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one in your packet is Faith Community Health. I also marked their narrative so that's easier to find. And page 2 of their project summary and narrative, once you get past the initial application, has the breakdown of their proposed expenditures. And it diminishes over the next 3 years. So it's broke down, but their total request is $469,707 through 2024.
They're just wanting for the 22, the 200,000, and the 23, or will they do it? And you'll have to keep track of that? Or
it won't be a separate application. We'll just keep track of it. So these are going to run like subrecipients of grants, and so there'll be grant monitoring. There'll be some monitoring over them.
And do you want to give a quick synopsis of the program and what the funds will be used for?
I'd love to. Annie McGregor, interim executive director. Today is I transfer over my directorship over to Kyle David today. So, but I wrote this. So, Faith Community Health. Faith Community Health is has been in the community in Branson since 2010. Serving the underserved, the under-resourced, uninsured in the community of Taney County. We estimate there to be around 10,000 in our community that qualify for services at Faith Community Health from Taney County alone. And what we do is we offer, based on income, based on a sliding scale, services, medical services with a provider, with and staff trained for care, chronic illness, and otherwise. We provide this at a cost that's equitable to our patients, that gets them in and out, recognizing that their need to get back to work, back to community, back to life. So with this funding, we've put a portion of it to the renovation of a new space for us. But a majority of what you're looking at here is for the salaries. When we came out of COVID, what we recognized was we had been paying very close attention to the community, but not to ourselves. And so we recognized that we need to shore up, and in order to be sustainable into the future, we need to shore up those positions and bring them on. So some of these are new positions that haven't been here before, mental health and director of development, and then others are just positions that we need to make equitable.
I think one of the goals, correct me if I'm wrong, is for the executive director to go out and do more educating.
Yes.
And let the public know the services are available and not have them be doing the fundraising and allow the Director of Development.
Yeah, really, truly, Director of Development and Executive Director work in tandem.